The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow.
Across to the U.S. and our mate Bob Tarlow. Hey, Bob.
Thanks, Basil, and hello, Steve. Greetings from sometimes shaky Los Angeles. Geologists and seismologists have just taken a fresh, intensive new look at what's likely to happen when California's infamous San Andreas quake fault finally lets go of its long pent-up energy. The likely result, a higher death toll and a much higher financial loss than previously anticipated. The San Andreas is the longest, largest, and fastest-moving fault here in California. Western California, that is San Diego, Los Angeles, and Santa Barbara, is moving to the northwest. Areas to the east of the fault are moving to the southeast. Most of you have seen at least one of the many feature films, some of them hits, others duds, that have been made about a supersized earthquake bringing devastation to widespread areas of California and beyond. Those films have had a lot of misinformation like this from San Andreas in 2015.
You need to get out. And I mean that. Because even though this is happening here in California, you will feel it on the East Coast.
Well, Steve, Lucy Jones, by far the best-known Southern California-based seismologist, was one of many experts to say that's not going to happen.
So, but what is she saying is likely to happen then?
Well, Jones and her colleagues are looking at a California quake with a magnitude as large as 8.2. The worst-case scenario, she says, would have the epicenter near the Salton Sea. Now, that's more than 200 kilometers southeast of the Los Angeles Basin, not far from the Mexican border. The experts say an earthquake arriving from that direction with that magnitude would point cataclysmic shaking directly at the heart of Los Angeles. Interviewed on Conan O'Brien's late-night TV comedy show, Jones was asked how bad it's likely to be for us here in L.A. when the long-overdue big one finally does come.
It's going to be 3 minutes of shaking during the event. It was 7 seconds in Northridge, for people who remember that. 1,800 dead, but 300,000 buildings badly damaged. Yes.
So good to have you here.
Now, we weren't laughing here in Northridge in 94 when that 7-second quake hit. It seemed to last for at least 30, and it was 6.7 in magnitude. The death toll was 57, 8,000 injuries, and the property loss was in the billions. A recent study finds significant earthquakes happen along the San Andreas in Southern California on average once every 100 years. And Stephen Basil, it has been 160 years since the last major earthquake on that section of the giant fault. So we're certainly more than a little overdue.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? It feels like there must be one coming.